Hello and welcome back to the Breathing Deeply Yoga Therapy and Meditation Podcast with Brant Pasalakwa, founder of the Breathing Deeply Yoga Therapy and Meditation School. In this podcast, we answer our students' questions and share information about yoga therapy and meditation with the intention of creating a new paradigm in wellness. Thank you so much for being here. Now let's dive into the show.
I am Brant Pasalakwa, the director of Breathing Deeply Yoga Therapy, and I'm really happy to be here with Fiona Jalanus. She is a graduate of our advanced program. And today we're going to talk about what are her projects or your projects that we did in the practicum, which is a group class dealing with the symptoms of menopause. So thanks for coming. Nice to see you. I was hoping you could tell us how you came to even have this idea to do this particular project, and then tell us a little bit about how it went.
Well, the project came up because I'm a woman of a certain age, and I'm mixed with a lot of other women who are similarly aged, you know, we're all midlife, and it struck me just how a lot of conversations that I was having were surrounding the idea that we were all underserved in a traditional medical sense when it came to speaking to OBGYNs or other doctors about perimenopausal or menopausal symptoms. So I'd already been working one-on-one with people, vaguely, you know, in this kind of field when it arose, which was usually way down the line after they told me all of the other things that were going on with themselves. So I kind of figured that it might be good to just put it out there and ask people to come to a group that was specifically for perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms.
Great. So you put together a group class, basically. Mm-hmm.
It was a very small group. It was a group of four women. I wanted to keep it deliberately small so we could keep it personalized. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many sessions was this?
Well, it was supposed to be five sessions. I got ideas for five sessions, and actually it ran into about 11 weeks in the end because the women found it so helpful. I think partly just to be part of a group where they could be open about their symptoms, and partly because they found the yoga practice really helpful in managing.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what they were experiencing, the women, well, the symptoms that they were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, they came with a huge range of symptoms from depression, anxiety, tearfulness, a loss of sense of self, lots of genitourinary symptoms, weight gain, loss of libido, hot flashes, obviously, you name it, they were experiencing it. So it was the whole range of menopausal symptoms.
Okay. And how did you structure the class? Like, what did you, in a general way, what did you teach them?
So I grouped the symptoms, really. So we kind of had one week that was panic and insomnia. And then we had another week where we addressed the kind of more angry, irritable side of things, menorrage, as we decided to call it. And then we had a week where we did more of the depressive symptoms. So, you know, depression and loss of libido and those kind of weight gain, that kind of thing.
And you would teach different practices for different.
Yeah, things. We tailored the practices to those kinds of groups of symptoms. And then the final week, we did a week on acceptance and reframing to see whether we could kind of, you know, just look at the whole process in a slightly different way and become more accepting of where we were in our journey. And, you know, not to see it so negatively, but to maybe try to work with our bodies rather than against them.
I see. Okay. So each week you'd have similar but different types of practices for different,
right. Symptoms. Yeah. We did some moving every week. We did different kinds of breath practices. And then we always ended with a short meditation, depending on where we were trying to go.
And these practices were based on frameworks like yoga therapy frameworks that you
exactly that, all the things that I brought in the course.
So they weren't random.
No, definitely not. They were designed to support the specific symptoms that we were looking at that week.
Awesome. And what was the outcome? Like, what did you learn from your clients in this process?
You know, it was really interesting. I mean, they all found it really helpful and really supportive. I think they all found that their different kinds of symptoms were managed through the yoga practices. So they took different, each one of the women had different things going on, and they were each in different stages. Some of them were already on hormone therapy, some of them weren't. So, you know, they took away different practices and practiced their own the practices that they preferred, that they felt were useful to them, but they all found it helpful. They all found it helpful to manage the symptoms. And I think they also found the sense of community helpful as well.
Awesome. So did you see like actual reductions in, say, hot flashes or mood swings or?
Yeah, I think the most successful thing, you know, was dealing with the anxiety surrounding menopause. That I saw really, we all saw dramatic shifts in that. So anxiety and insomnia were both successfully, you know, were both really successful. Hot flashes has a mixed bag. So, you know, I think breathing can help, but there's mixed evidence as to whether it can really help in the moment. But certainly learning to accept and just be with the discomfort was definitely a skill that was helpful that I learned.
I see, yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, it clearly went well with this group because they all kept going and thought it was useful. And I could imagine if you worked with someone individually, you'd be able to tailor it even more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, the women chose to then do one-on-one work to mm-hmm. work more specifically on their own symptoms. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And do you think yoga, just because I'm sure anyone who's watching this and interested in the subject might be thinking this, is yoga kind of like a one-stop shop for all menopause symptoms, or do you see it as part of a, you know, constellation of possible treatments like hormone therapy?
That's a really good question. I think it's a really helpful part. It's a really helpful add-on or support to traditional medical approaches as well, particularly when, you know, it's difficult to find good, you know, not good medical care, but sympathetic medical care. There isn't a huge amount of knowledge yet about menopause in traditional medicine. So I think it can be a really helpful support to all of that.
Awesome. Well, I was really impressed. You know, it's not always easy to do group experiences in a yoga therapy context. So one of the things I was really impressed with when hearing about this is just like how well it went and how useful it is. So, you know, I hope people hearing this definitely find you and, you know, if they need help and also are a little bit inspired to use yoga therapy for menopausal symptoms. So thank you for sharing all this with us.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. Please subscribe, rate, and review our show and help us share yoga therapy with more people around the world. If you think this episode will help someone you know, feel free to share it with them. If you love yoga therapy and meditation, you can follow us over on Instagram at Breathing Deeply Yoga, where we share anything and everything to help you advance your understanding of yoga therapy and meditation. For more information about our yoga therapy and meditation trainings and programs, visit breathingdeeply.com. See you in the next episode.